you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times we remember that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, of every situation in life, of every struggle, of everything that you and I might face during this window of time that we are passing through this life. And I always remember that it is just that, it's a window. It's a season, it's a period of time. But this life is not our home. This world is not our home. And, you know, because it's not your home, don't get discouraged when everything here is not perfect. Because life was not meant to be perfect. Life was meant to be messy, if you would. An amazing tapestry of, you know, color and experiences. You know, God is an artist. I mean, if you look at His creation, if you look at the work of His hands, if you look at the things that He's made, if you look at the different types of trees, the different, you know, colors that are in all the different flowers, the sunsets, the sky, the clouds, the different formations that are there, how a sunset, as beautiful and gorgeous as a sunset may be, is different every time. No sunset ever is the same. It's always different. No fingerprint of the 7 billion people living on the earth, not a single one is the same. So God is an artist, and there's uniqueness in everything that He has made. There's uniqueness in the way that He made you. And, you know, that was on purpose. Because God doesn't make robots. God makes people. God makes individuals for the reason and purpose, too, of individual expression in their worship of Him. Individual, just being empowered by Him to be what He made you to be and to be what He designed you to be with His Spirit flowing through you. You know, God intended for that. He intended for you as an individual to be aligned with His Spirit and for His Spirit to then flow through you and manifest itself uniquely in you in a way that it would not be in anybody else. Now contrast that to the world, which the world wants everybody to be conformed. Everybody to wear the same product, you know, eat the same food, have the same hairstyle, like the same sports team. I mean, because why? Well, when you can conform people, you can sell them. When you can conform people, you can control them. When you can conform people, now you know what's coming up. You can make your projections. You can do your budgets. You can have control over that which was not meant to be controlled. See, we were meant to be controlled and led by the Spirit of God, which applauds our uniqueness, whereas the world seeks and desires to control you by getting you to conform. See, conformity is a big part. It's the name of the game in the world system. To get you to conform, to get you to bow, to get you to, when they say, all right, like in Daniel chapter 3, when I blow this, when all these instruments go off, you need to bow. You need to bow before the image that's been set up. And the children of God don't do that. The children of God say, you know what? I think I'll pass. And I don't have to be careful in answering you in this matter. I'm when it comes down to the realm of spirit and my spiritual allegiance and my spiritual loyalty, I will only bow my knee before the living God. I will worship the Lord my God, and Him only shall I serve. Now that's what rises up inside of the heart of a child of God. That's what rises up within you when the world seeks to conform you. That's what rises up within you when it says, okay, bow. You say, no. And when you say no, their response is, okay, kill him. Okay, get rid of him. Okay, either bribe him and find out his price. Because, see, in the world, everyone in the world system has a price. They do. Everyone in the world system can be bought. Whereas the child of God is priceless because he's been bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. The child of God is priceless because his value has been redeemed. The child of God is priceless because in his heart there's a spiritual allegiance that cannot be bought with money. And that's why he's valuable to the world system to try to get to conform. He's valuable to the world system to get him over to their side. See, they don't want that one out there. They don't want that one as a rogue agent. They don't want that one going around doing that which is the works of the Father. Like Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. They don't want that one going around. Because why? Because everywhere that that person goes, who is a child of God, everywhere that that person works the works of God, wherever he goes, he creates a problem. Wherever he goes, he or she brings light and truth and exposes the system. Because you know what? Those that are part of the world system, for those that whose consciences haven't yet been completely seared, something's nagging at them. They know that something's not right. They know something's not right. And because they know something's not right, it just eats away at them. And while it's eating away at them, while it's eating away at them, then something inside them, they're like, God, now as they continue to go, their consciences get seared. And once their consciences are completely seared, it's like, well, okay, you know, you can kill a baby in front of one of them, and they wouldn't feel anything, or they wouldn't think twice. They'd kill the baby. You know, they would traffic a human being into horrible situations. They would destroy the earth. They would destroy each other for money, for power, for control. You know, it's one of those things where once they come to that point, you know, that cup is full. You know, Jesus, he came into the world when they talked about it, when James and John were talking about destroying a city, calling lightning down from heaven, or fire down from heaven, sorry, to destroy a city because they rejected him just as Elijah had done. And Jesus rebuked them and said, look, you know, you don't know the manner of spirit that you're of right now. He said, the Son of Man came not for to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Jesus came to save lives. At the same time, people make decision and choice. And even as when Abraham was going through the promised land, or before, just, you know, God was walking through the area that he would give to his descendants. And God said, hey, you know, the cup for them is not yet full. So God gives time for people to make decision and choice, but they're filling up their cup. And every day that somebody makes decisions that are anti-Christ, anti-Him, anti who He made you to be, in a direction that is opposite of Him, every day that people make those decisions and those choices, they're fixing themselves for an eternity in a different place, in a different way. And there comes a point where that cup is then full. And when that cup is full, that's it. And you see that with nations. You see that oftentimes with nations, not just with individual lives, but nations themselves fill up their cup. They fill up their cup towards something. And then when that cup is full, it then gets poured out. And that wrath is poured out upon that nation. That wrath of God can be poured out. And a lot of times what that wrath is a nation reaping what it's sown, getting back the full harvest of what it is that it's put in the ground, of the things that it's done to others. You know, God allows for people to experience that. You know, He gives them time to repent, time to get right, time to seek His face, time to, put things in the way that they should be. God desires that, because He doesn't desire that people would be lost. He doesn't desire that people would experience separation from Him. And He calls out to them. The many are called, but the chosen are few. Why? Because people make choice, and they make choice that is anti-Christ. And you know that I mean, now, see, that's one thing that is so incredible right now about the world and the way that the world is ramping up, is that the world system is seeking now for tighter and tighter control upon the people that live here. And you know, I mean, just think about it. Just think about it for a second. The internet. Let's just talk about the internet for a second, because that's the means and the way that you are getting this information right now, as it were. And God is using this as a way to get something out. But think about it. It was not here. The internet, a little background. October 1969 was the very first application of the internet. And the way that it was used was in the military industrial complex, because they had realized during that time that they needed a way and a system for information to be able to be transmitted in case a major city or a major hub of information was knocked out. So what they did was they built a network of computers. Initially it was all military, and they, so that the information could pass from one side to the other, and it could take one of a multiple paths. So if one path was not available, it would bounce and find the right way and eventually get to the final destination. So the very first message that was sent over what would later become the internet happened in October 1969. So from that point forward, it was developed out for military applications. And subsequently, it then bridged over into commercial use. So by the mid-80s, when it started to come online, as it were, from that point forward, hey, it was off to the races. And, you know, then it was, you know, once people started getting email and web pages and being able to do certain things, then they realized, oh my gosh, the commercial applications of this, and the fact that they were able to build huge audiences of people. And then all that bridge forward to today, where you, right now, on a smartphone, on a high-tech computer in your pocket, can listen to this and carry this around and do your banking, do your mobile transactions, check what your friends are up to, and look at all of this that's taken place in a very short time by this year, 2013. It's not a whole lot longer, my friends, before there is worldwide internet coverage anywhere that you are, and worldwide ability to control, worldwide tracking of every human being on the face of this earth. It's not too far away, provided that they have also mobile communication, which would allow you to access financial transactions. Now, if you read the scriptures, and you know what, for people that have their issue, you know, because God has not opened their eyes to the scriptures, or say the word of God or the Bible, and people that have their issue with, think, just read the book of Revelation, and keep in mind that nobody'd ever even in the natural conceptualize an internet. Or it didn't exist before 1969. And then you read what it is that the world system will turn into in what is now appearing to be the day and the age that we now live in. And you realize that God has told you what is coming up for your benefit, for your admonition, for the saving of your soul, so that your soul is not lost, so that you can make a choice for Him, so that you can make a choice to not be part, to be counted worthy, to be one of the Son of God's, to be a child of the living God. God intended that for you. And He even put it out there so that you would know and you would understand. Or, the other question is, do you rely on the world? Do you rely on the world system? Will you let go of all to follow Christ? Or will you cling to that which the world offers you and remain a slave and sell your soul for nothing? To be eternally cut off for a moment of time here with a little bit of comfort and a few trinkets and some luxuries. You know, God calls for you to know Him, to know truth, to experience true life. Not something fake, not something that is an illusion, but truth. And for, I mean, it's incredible. We have this window right now where we can speak like this, where this message can get out, where you can be blessed and hear what you need to hear so that you can make a right decision and a right choice for Him. And that you could live an abundant life, that you could be on that track every day for the remainder of your time in this life, and that you could share that life and truth with others. God has given that to you right now. But what do you do with that? What's your choice? Will you serve Him? Or will you serve the world? Will you serve Him in truth? I'm not talking about dead religion now. I'm not talking about where you go on Sunday, or where you go on a full moon, or where you go I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the condition of your heart, the condition of your soul. I'm talking about, who do you bow your knee before? Do you bow your knee before the living God? Do you come to Him through the blood of Christ Jesus? No one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws them. Jesus is the door. He is the gateway. He is the gate to life eternal. Do you come to the Father through Him? Well, if you don't, now you should. The way you do, ask him. Ask him. The way you do, bow your knee before the King of Kings. Ask him to save your soul. You say, Father God, I've sinned. I need you. I need to be made right with you. Would you please, please save me? Would you please lead and guide me into all truth? Would you please put in me a clean heart? Receive me. I receive the gift of life that you've given me through your Son, Christ Jesus. I receive what you did for me on Calvary. And I know that in Jesus' name, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know that what you've done for me, I feel it, I know it, I receive it, I believe it, and I go forward in that. And Lord God, please receive me as one of yours. And I choose to bow my knee before you, to be your son, to be your daughter. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And I want to follow you all of you, all of my days. Would you empower me by your Spirit so that I can be yours and walk with you all the days of my life? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know what? That's it. You just got to do that. God will receive you. God will lead you. God will guide you. He will carry you through this life. And you will experience an amazing journey with Him. Anything less than that is you doing it on your own. And you doing it on your own is stuck in limitation and stuck in a whole host of things that you don't want to be in. See, you want truth. You want life. You want the way. You want a reality that God destined you for. That's why you even listen here. But it comes with choice. It comes with decision. That's why we put even up that admonition. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Joshua 24. But we choose to serve the living God. And in His name we bless you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And with that, hey, keep on keeping on, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. Love to know that you're out there. Dear sister wrote us recently from, I believe it was the UK, and she said, wow, you guys write us back. Yes, we do. We try to. We try to write back to everybody as much as we can. We don't get to everything, but we try. But we do read everything. So, hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Hey, God bless you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.